There's no I in team, but there is one in Indeed, and that's the hiring platform that you need to build yours. When you're hiring, you need Indeed. Instead of spending hours on multiple job sites searching for candidates with the right skills, Indeed's a powerful hiring platform that can help you do it all. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it makes hiring all in one place so easy because Indeed does the hard work for you. They show you the candidates whose resumes on Indeed fit your description immediately after you post so you can hire faster. Join more than 3 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Start hiring now with a $75 sponsored job credit to upgrade your job post at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Offer good for a limited time. Claim your $75 credit now at Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. That's Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. And support the show by saying that you heard it on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire Sports. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Welcome back, everybody, to another edition of MLB DFS Quick Hits. Your Thursday, June 15th edition, and we have a 3-game early, 7-game late slate. Hope everybody had a good Wednesday. The Klubot did his job. Everybody else, it was something else. Interesting night, to say the least, and we get back at it today. Quick look at your weather. One of your 3-day games, Dodgers-Indians, 30% to 50% chances of rain, so keep an eye on that one. Mariners Twins blowing out hard to center field, pretty warm conditions, good hitting conditions in Minnesota. There's been plenty of runs that series. And then Baltimore Chicago's fine as of now. Heading to the evening, Boston at Philly, wind blowing out to left in that one. Rays at Tigers, it's raining during the day, fades off as the game approaches, should be okay. Nationals, Mets, wind blowing out hard to left field in that one. Yankees, A's, wind blowing out hard to right center. And that is really all you have to worry about. It's really warm in Coors if they needed any help there. Let's throw that one out there. Game totals on your slate, your 3 early games. Dodgers, Indians, 9.5. Mariners, Twins, 9.5. Orioles, White Sox, 10.5. Those 3 totals alone tell you how bad the pitching is on the early slate. So, yeah. Going to the evening, Red Sox, Phillies at 8, Rays, Tigers, 9.5, Nationals, Mets, 8.5, Brewers, Cardinals, 9, Giants, Rockies in Coors Field at 11, Yankees, A's, 8.5, Royals, Anaheim, 8.5. We have 1-8, and that's because of Chris Sale. Nothing below that. We have offense again tonight, folks. Pitching is suspect, as the usual, and we'll kick it off with the 3-game early slate real quick. You got Dodgers at Indians. Rich Hill's $9,600. Josh Tomlin, $72. Rich Hill, the blister god. I can't pay that kind of money for him. You just don't know what you're going to get. Cleveland doesn't strike out a ton versus lefties. Hill's he's a good pitcher when he pitches. You just don't know how much he's going to pitch. If you want to roll the dice on a short slate, I can see it. I get it. I just can't pay the price tag for that. Josh Tomlin's intriguing at 7,200. You got the Dodgers striking out 23.4% versus righties. Tomlin's not a big strikeout guy, but he does limit the hard, or he's got a decent ground ball, lots of hard contact, but the home run to fly ball is much, much lower than normal this year. Dodgers have a high team total of 485. Lefties hitting 297 versus Tomlin, righties 359. So he's been interesting this year. He hasn't really gotten the blow up yet. Maybe that comes today. But you worry a lot about the lefties in that lineup. Seager's been struggling mightily. Bellinger's a beast. Jock's back. And Grandal. But he does well against lefties. So you worry more like Turner, Puig, and those guys. So keep an eye on Tomlin. He could be interesting today. Seattle at Minnesota. You got Ariel Miranda at 7,400. And Jose Berrios at 88. Two good young arms that have both been pitching really, really well of late. The wind's blowing out, like I said, in that game. The total's rather high. Both pitchers in play. You got Berrios facing Seattle. Strikes out 20.6% of the time. Berrios striking out 25.5%. A great swinging strike rate of almost 11. Limiting the hard contact to 22.1. He has looked phenomenal. Home run to fly ball less than 10%. He's looked all the parts. Seattle 4.70 team total. Lefties hitting 341, righty 371. A lot of that has to do with his bad year last year on these numbers. But when it comes to Berrios, he's been pitching really, really well. But the Mariners' bats are hot. You're going to have to take one of the pitchers in this game. I'd almost say make two lineups, take one of each, because it's that way. You got Miranda, Miranda facing the Twins, strikes out 19.5% of the time versus left-handed pitching. Miranda strikes out about 21% of the batters he faces. Very good hard contact rate of only 28.9%. Been doing a great job himself. Twins 4.80 team total. Lefties hitting 302. Righties only hitting 296 off Miranda. Minnesota's got a below average WOBA against lefties, which you wouldn't think about, and almost a below average ISO versus lefties. So something to look at there. You know, you're still worried about Dozier versus a lefty and Sano versus a lefty, but as a team as a whole, not massive lefty mashers there. So Miranda could be in play as a sneaky play, as everyone will flock to Berrios, and rightfully so. I think he's the top option on the slate. But if you don't go Berrios, Miranda, he's worth a gamble in a GPP, especially on a small slate. Going contrarian on a small slate is the only way you're going to win the big bucks if that's your goal. Last game, Baltimore-Chicago White Sox, Chris Tillman, David Holmberg. Tillman 6,500, Holmberg 46. Both guys are gas cans. This is a game to stack completely. As I told you, the total's 10.5. Weather looks nice. The only thing I can say with Tillman is White Sox strike out a ton. Other than that, his numbers are red across the board. They're just bad, 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 bad. And Holmberg's a lefty that just struggles. You're going to get a lot of White Sox bullpen. You stack this game. So Tillman's an intriguing play. Hill, if you want to, he's a great pitcher. You just don't know what you're going to get. And then Miranda and Berrios, both interesting options. Both teams are facing a red hot right now, wind blowing out, but on a small slate, you got to have one of these guys as your options. When you're looking at bats, LA, Cleveland, I mentioned the right-handed bat versus Tillman and Bellinger. You can't ignore Bellinger. Cleveland versus Rich Hill. When you're looking at the blister god, like I said, lefties 260 rule on righties 259. So you pick your poison with the big bats like Kipnis, Ramirez, Brantley. Zimmer's always a low-owned GPP guy just because of his spot in the order, but he's been productive. Edwin versus a lefty is always really nice, always really, really nice. Yan Gomes is actually phenomenal lefty, good, good career. Woba versus left-handed pitching. So you can mix and match there if you choose. As many might go to Rich Hill. You never know, so Cleveland could be really low-owned. Seattle, Minnesota, Miranda, Berrios. I mentioned Dozier and Sano versus Miranda. For Seattle versus versus Berrios, we got Cano, Cruz. Mitch Haniger's back, and he's raking. He hits lefties, he hits righties, he hits them all. So something to think about there. You know, Seager, some interesting options in Seattle if you're fading Berrios because he could be extremely low, extremely high owned. And then Baltimore, Chicago, get at it. Chicago 5-2-6 team total, highest on the day slate. Lefties 340, righties 331 versus Tillman. Everybody's in play. Don't even sleep on Matt Davidson. He's homered in back-to-back games. He'll be lower owned than Todd Frazier. You got Abreu, the Milkman. You got Garcia in the outfield. Sanchez up the middle. Tons of options. Baltimore's the second highest total on the day slate. Third highest on the day. 5-2-4 total against Holmberg. Lock and load. Your boys there. Machado, Scope, Trumbo, Jones. Mancini hits righties extremely well and lefties. This is a lefty. He's got like a 300 career average almost and a very good WOBA against lefties. So definitely a White Sox Orioles stacks in play, and they're always very affordable. A little more expensive today, but still very affordable. Let's get to your seven-game main slate. And we'll kick it off with your pitcher, the high-priced arm. Christopher Sale has passed the $14,000 mark. $14,100 is insanity. But it's Chris Sale, and he struggled. 3 earned runs or more in 4 straight starts, even though he's done that 22.3, 16.1, 25.3, 22.4. Going up against the Phillies team, sure, he's in Philadelphia, not a friendly pitching ballpark. But you got Chris Sale. The Phillies strike out 20% of the time versus lefties. They have sneaky power versus lefties, ISO power. When you look at, they'll have the lowest total on the board at 3.42. Lefties hitting 257, righties 275 versus Sale. An average WOBA of 304, but an isolated power of 189 versus lefties, which is really, really good. It means they get a lot of extra base hits when they do hit lefties, which in DFS world, that's awesome. Overall, in the year, Chris Sale's the number one barrel fifth guy, but in the last 30 days, he's only ninth, only 4.35% barrel percentage, striking out 29.71% of the batters he faces. So his K numbers are down a bit, and his barreling's up a little bit, but still not too bad for, you know, anything. Sale definitely in play. It's hard to ever pay 14-1. If this was a full slate with tons of options, I would just pretty much maybe have one lineup on him just to have and pass. There are some cheap options for bats. Not the greatest cheap option, but there are some good cheap options. Pricing is actually really low overall. So Chris Sale, you can make work, and I'm going to try to make Chris Sale work tonight. Next up, another lefty. We got three lefties at the top of the board. Gio Gonzalez, 9,000 at the New York Mets. One thing I will mention about Gio, everyone hates on him, but he's got a 2.91 ERA. He continues to get it done, guys. One earned run, two earned runs, three earned runs, two earned runs. That's his last four starts. He's got basically 18 or more points in 14 straight starts, averaging about 18 on the season. Been pitching really, really, really well this season. He's going up against the Mets team, which we know they have some righties back with Cespedes. You got Flores to worry about, Lagares, their catcher, whichever one they use. And then it's a lefty-heavy lineup. Yes, Neil Walker's a switch hitter, but much more power from the left side than the right. And he's been phenomenal against left-handed bats in his, this year and this season as a whole. Mets striking out 21% of the time versus lefties. Gio striking out about 22% of the batters he faces overall. In the last 30 days, he is... I just had him here. He was... Oh, that's the overall season. He's 18th best in FIP in the last 30 days. Only getting barreled 2.42% of the time. Striking out 26.6% of the batters he faces. Walking a little too many. Over 10% walk rate. But still, very, very solid play. Ground ball rate's outstanding at 46.5. Many will overlook him with the Mets. Mets' fourth lowest total on the board at 4.22. Lefties, like I said, only hitting 268. Righties, 326. So he's been phenomenal against left-handed bats. You got a Mets team with an average wOBA, but a really good ISO versus lefties. It's an interesting gamble that I think will go very low-owned, but maybe not with the price of Chris Sale. But Gio's definitely in play. I was able to make a Gio Sale lineup last night. It's very doable. You just got to find the right value options. We will discuss. Next up, Mr. Jordan Montgomery of the New York Yankees at the Oakland A's, 3.55 ERA on the year. Kid's been really, really good. Two earned runs, 0-1-1 in his last four starts. He's got you the one with one at Baltimore, only went 4 1/3, so he got you 12.4 points. But outside of that, 23.8, 23.9, 28.2 at home against Baltimore. At Toronto, at home against Kansas City. Couple world beaters right there. When you got Jordan Montgomery, you got an A's team. Yes, they have some thumpers lefties, but Montgomery is facing a team that strikes out 25.4% of the time versus left-handed pitching, one of the worst in all of baseball. Montgomery strikes out about 23% of the batters he faces. Good K rate, great swinging strike rate at 12.7%. Limits the hard contact 25% overall. Limits it big time to right-handed bats, which is very surprising. Only a 7.8% home run to fly ball in a very nice pitching ballpark in Oakland. Yes, the wind's blowing out. It's going to be a little warmer today. But overall, his peripherals look amazing. He's facing an Oakland team, third lowest total on the board at 4.20. Lefties hitting 279, righties 287 versus Montgomery. Montgomery definitely in play. He should, if people are paying attention, be chalky. I'd imagine he's very chalky. But on a small slate like this, he's a really, really good option, and I'll have a lot of Montgomery today. Next up in that same game, we'll look at Sonny Gray, $7,700, facing the Yankees, of course. He's been hit and miss, but he's been much more hits since his return at Tampa, 23.5 points, two earned runs, three earned runs against the Nats for 17.6, got beat up at Cleveland, that's respectable. At Miami, 7 innings, 1 earned, 37.4 points. Got 10 or more Ks in two of his last four. He had 8 Ks against Boston for 23.9. Struggled at Texas, and then a little feeling out process before that. But he's gotten in a groove since returning from the DL, going against a Yankees team that does strike out almost 22% of the time. Gray striking out almost 24% of the batters he faces. Good swinging strike rate of 11.2. The thing I love the most, because it is a little worrisome. He's got 16.1% home run to fly ball facing the Yankees, but you saw the Angels outside of last night pitched really well against him. The big thing I like, he's got a ground ball rate of 56.7%. So it's almost like when he gives up the fly ball, it's going deep. Other than that, he's doing what he needs to do to shut things down, and that's definitely a thing because people aren't going to use pitchers versus the Yankees. So ownership-wise in a GPP, if he even just pitches average, gets you 15 to 20 points, you're pumped. $7,700. Yankees 4-3-0 team total, one of the lower ones on the slate tonight. Lefty's hitting 313, righty's 358. He's got the reverse split. Welcome Gary Sanchez and Aaron Judge. And we know they match. 363 WOBA's best you'll see. 210 ISO's insanity. As a team, the Yankees are phenomenal. This isn't a secret to anybody. They're going to be heavily owned tonight, and Sonny Gray shouldn't be. This is a phenomenal GPP gamble. If it doesn't work, it's what it was, a GPP gamble. But there's tremendous upside with Sonny Gray tonight. And as long as he doesn't slip on the banana peel, can put some big numbers up there at some very low ownership. A gamble I'm willing to take a little bit out there. I'm not saying go heavy at all, but definitely worth the gamble. Next up, you're going to see a guy's name next to a price that's going to stun many. And it's Justin Verlander, $7,600. And yes, you're dangling the carrot. And yes, I'm going to nibble a little. But you look at his numbers, and his fantasy production has been scary because he's walking the world. He's not going deep in games. The Ks are down compared to what you'd like. He's only getting 6, 5, 12, and 6. You want more than 6 from Verlander. You're expecting more than 6. His last four games, 5.9, 1.1, 19.6, 1.6. Those are his fantasy points. His ERA is at 4.68. He's been getting beat up all over baseball. Now, what we like about tonight is you got him at home, which we prefer. He's been much better at home. Going up against the Tampa Bay Rays, a strikeout 25.8% of the time versus right-handed pitching. Verlander, the struggles say enough. The last 30 days, he is 25th worst on the barrel fit, barely makes the board, getting barreled 4.13% of the time. His K rate's down to 16.5. His walks are almost up to 10. That's been his problem. The Rays are going to help him with the strikeout department, which is huge. We just got to worry about the home runs, which he's given up a 38.2% hard contact rate. So the price drop is going to surprise many. And a lot are going to go to him, a lot, because the upside's tremendous with Verlander. There's no hiding that at all. I'm going to have some, but his overall numbers look scary to me. You got a raise with a 4.52 team total. The lefties are only hitting 276, righties 298 off Verlander. Rays almost have the same WOBA and ISO against righties that the Yankees do. A 338 WOBA. This is crazy. They have a 338 WOBA. The Yankees 363. Nationals 344. You look at ISO versus righties. The Rays 207. Yankees 210. Nationals 197. The Rays are real, folks. I know they strike out a ton, but man, are they great for DFS. I'm definitely going to have some Rays bats. It is a better ballpark to pitch in. That carrot is dangling. I'm not saying ignore Verlander. I would have some just for that K upside. If he throws even 6 or 7 innings of 3 to 4 run runs but gets you 8-plus Ks at that price tag, it's phenomenal, especially on tonight's slate. So I'm not saying don't use Verlander. I'm just telling you he's not right now the Verlander of old consistently. That's what you need to worry about. Now we get into a couple gambles, a price tag at $7,500 for a Coors Field pitcher named Jeff Hoffman. I have a man crush on Jeff Hoffman. Obviously, I prefer it's not in Coors, but I'm going to preface this. He's had 4 starts, 21.2, 30, 34, 28.7 DraftKings points. One earned, 3 earned, 8, 9, 7, 8 are his Ks. The Ks stand out to me for one. His last 3 starts all on the road, only 1 earned run. He's been phenomenal, 29 plus points. His only home start was at home against the Los Angeles Dodgers, who crushed righties. He went 5 1/3, 6 hits, 3 earned, 2 walks, 8 Ks for 21.2 points. His ownership will be so low, and he's facing the San Francisco Giants. I know Coors pitchers are scary, but this is a gamble that's worth dabbling on. To me, he's just as much upside as Justin Verlander. Now, yes, the Giants don't strike out a ton, 19.4% versus righties. But when you're looking at Jeff Hoffman, You're looking at a K percentage of 33.3%. I know the sample size isn't ginormous, but he was a lights-out pitcher in the minors, too. This kid's legit. He's one of their top prospects. A walk rate of 2.9%, which is phenomenal. You don't want to give free passes in Coors. A swinging strike rate of 13%, which is insane. Scary thing, only a 28.6% ground ball rate. But if you factor that with the K rate, the fly ball's only it's in the high 30s, which isn't ideal, but it's not as bad as it sounds. Hard contacts, reasonable. Home run to fly ball's very good. It is Coors. It is very risky. Giants have a 5-1-5 team total. Lefties hitting 292, righties 337 off of Hoffman. But the Giants, a supremely bad wOBA of 287 versus righties. Average ISO of 130. Hoffman is a play that I will have some access to. I'm not saying go crazy, but many said don't use him against the Cubs his last time out. He was just fine. So it's scary in Coors. There's no hiding that. But give me 5 or 6, 3 earned runs or less. Give me 6-plus Ks, and we're going to walk away happy with that ownership number. It's like Gray, Verlander, and Hoffman all in that same price range, all very risky matchups, all tremendous upside. So they're great GPP plays. Like none of them I could recommend as a good cash play, but GPP-wise, tremendous. You got two punt plays coming up. Ricky Nolasco, 6,700 at home against the Royals. Royals bats are, dare I say, hot. They're heating up. We'll go with heating up for now. They strike out 21.5% of the time versus righties. Nolasco striking out about 20% he faces overall. Last 30 days, he's 23rd worst on the barrel FIP. Getting barreled 5.83% of the time, striking out 17.5%. That's the scary part. You got a hard contact rate of 38.2 and a home run to fly ball of 20.2. So, yes, you're looking at Royals bats in this one. I'm not going to hide that from you. But they have the second lowest total on the board at 4.07. Lefties hitting 320, righties 339 off the Lasco. But the Royals have a team wOBA of 296 versus righties, which is way below average. So Nolasco's a sneaky play. He throws those good games out once in a while. You're just looking for a quality start at $6,700. He allows you to match up with Sale and even, you know, Gio or Montgomery and get all the bats. He's such a roll of the dice. I'd almost say for a GPP, you can mix Nolasco with one of those with the Gray, Verlander, Hoffman crew because they're all rolls of the dice. But if they both go off, wow, how ahead of the game you're going to be and the bats you can stack. If you don't, you can stack Coors. You can do all kinds of stuff with that. It's just an interesting GPP play, a punt play, as we like to call them in the business. Let's talk one more punt, another low-owned. We got Robert Gesellman, $6,200 at home against the Washington Nationals. Yes. Yes, I know, the Washington Nationals. I get it. I've told you to throw a guy against the Yankees, the Rays, and the Nationals, the three best, basically, offenses on the board tonight. Yes, I understand, but I'm sober, I promise. I was sober when I made the list. I get it. This is how you gamble. This is how you make money in DFS. You can't play it safe if you want to win the big bucks. You just can't. If you want to play cash games, don't play these guys. I get it. But tonight's not a good cash game slate, I'll be completely honest with you. At least not a quote-unquote safe cash game slate. You got Gesellman, you look at the peripherals, 4.95 ERA, 1.46 whip. People go, ew, no. He's been very good since his little demotion to the bullpen and, you know, get your stuff together. And he's fighting for a rotation spot with Mattson Lugo back. And it's like last year when he fought for a spot, he was great. His last start at Atlanta, you know, in SunTrust, 6 2/3, 3 hits, 2 walks, 4 Ks, 24 points. At home against Pittsburgh, 5 1/3, 7 hits, 2 earned, 6 Ks, 18.6. Prior to that, Milwaukee, very good hitting team. 7 innings, 3 hits, 1 earned, 5 Ks, 24.2. Last three starts, he's looked phenomenal. Since his demotion of the bullpen, he's really got his stuff together. Now, when we look at Gesellman, he's facing a Nats team, strikes out about 19% of the time. He strikes out guys about 17%, not a big strikeout guy. Phenomenal ground ball rate of 54.5%. He's got the low swinging strike rate, which is scary, so balls will be in play. But that ground ball rate is great. Limits the hard contact. Low home run to fly ball. You know the Nats are going to run into something. They got on Tejeron early yesterday for 2 runs, and they've owned him in the past, like owned him. And then Tejeron even settled down. There's no reason Gesselman can't give you a quality start tonight. At 54.5% ground ball rate, it's phenomenal. He should be extremely low owned in this matchup. The Nationals don't have an outrageous team total. It's 4.28, which on this slate's rather low, actually. Lefties are only hitting 264, righties 352. You got reverse splits here. I mentioned the 344 Woba, 197 ISO. I get it. It's a GPP dart, which what most of these darts are, and it's got tremendous upside. These plays tonight from 77 down are really interesting to me because they all have tremendous blow-up potential, but the upside is outrageous, and the ownership should be kind of scattered to low on all of them, which make for great GPP plays. So you got Chris Sale far and away at 14-1, the high price guy to go, the only high price guy to go. Then in the next range, you got Gio at 9, Montgomery at 86. I go Montgomery, then Gio, but Montgomery should be chalky. He's the top option if you're not paying up. And then you got Gray, Verlander, and Hoffman. I'm going Hoffman, Gray, Verlander in that range. But Hoffman and Gray are like 1A, 1B. I like them both just as much, and I understand the problems. Gray's in a better hitter's ballpark. Hoffman will be even lower owned. That's the way I'm looking at it. I'm looking at the ownership on this one. So it's like 1A, 1B. Both pretty solid, very risky, but very reward. And then you got Nolasco, Gesellman. I'm going Gesellman and Nolasco in my punts. So those are your options there. Like I said, pitching's bad. If you look at the slate, it is. You're going to have to take gambles, and these are the gambles we're looking at. Let's get into the bats. As always, we kick it off with the catcher's position. And as always, at the high price position, Gary Sanchez, $4,900, went deep again last night. Guy's a beast. If you're going GPP, he's a great GPP catcher. Buster Posey and Coors, $4,800, first base catcher. Coors is always in play. Alex Avila is probably my top price guy if we're not paying him for Sanchez. He's $4,100, first base catcher eligible. Hitting second in that order, hitting the ball so hard. And he's going up against Cobb. Lefty's hitting 369, righty's 336. He's been getting up a ton of hard contact to lefties. Extreme woba to lefties. Alex Avila, 41, very nice play. Salvi Perez, 38, in play. He's hitting the ball really well. Has good past history versus Nolasco. He's definitely in play. Yadi Molina's 35, not bad. Travis d'Arnaud, I mentioned the Mets catchers. Arnaud or Rivera are both in play. Rivera's super cheap. On a night like tonight, we could use. But d'Arnaud at 35 is a good look there. Dustin Garneau, catching in Coors. Against Moore at 35 is in play. If it's Christian Vasquez at 3K or Sandy Leone at 25, they're in play. I'm hoping Leone for the price relief, but they're going against Nick Pivetta, who's just not good at baseball. He was good in the minors. He might need to go get things tweaked out a bit. Let's just put it that way. I'm not saying he's not good at baseball, just not good right now. Lefty's hitting 375, righty's 428 off Pivetta. In that small ballpark, the Red Sox are going to be a great stack outside of Coors tonight. Great stack. So the Red Sox catchers. Martin Maldonado at $2,900 is phenomenal. The Royals are throwing one of their top prospects, Strom, out there, but he's just been a long reliever. 65 to 70 pitches, probably 3-4 innings. He's a lefty. Maldonado crushes lefties. Then again, you'll get the bullpen after that, so be careful. But to start things off, it's a great look for the Angels, who have a 4-4-3 team total. Maldonado, very good versus lefties, $2,900, good value. Matt Wieters, $2,900 versus Gesellman. We did mention the reverse splits with Gesellman, 264 versus lefties. But Wieters has been very, very productive this year. When you go to Milwaukee's catchers, you got Peña at 28, and then you got Bandy. Against Waka, lefties 327, righties 345. So Peña could definitely be in play at $2,800. Nice value against Waka. Waka's up and down this year, so he might throw a gem tonight, but Milwaukee's in a great spot in that matchup with Songo. 7 runs up on the board last night. We know their offense is boom or bust. It could be a nice low-owned stack option there in that matchup. So keep an eye on Milwaukee. There's Sandy Leone at 26. James McCann at 25 versus Cobb if you want a low-price catcher. Very good upside in that one. Jet Bandy, I mentioned, 25. Josh Fegley versus the lefty Montgomery. He'll be catching for Oakland at 25 if you're fading Montgomery. I did mention he's limited hard contact to lefties and righties. Rene Rivera is 2,300 for the Mets. That's why I'm kind of hoping he catches tonight to get some serious salary relief against Gio. Going over to first base, Mark Reynolds, 5,300 in Coors versus Matt Moore. I'd almost pay 5,300 in San Francisco against Matt Moore. But Matt Moore is just getting blitzed by everybody. If you look at the last 30 days on the barrel fit board, he's ninth worst, getting barreled 6.4% of the time. He's only striking out 14.4. He's really, really struggled on the road this year. Lefty's hitting 346, righty's 312. If you really want to get into Matt Moore, which you probably don't give two rares about, 39% hard contact rate. So, yeah. If you didn't need another reason to play Coors, though, there you go. Mark Reynolds, 53. Zimmerman, 52. The reverse splits versus Gesellman is an interesting pivot off of Reynolds. Matt Holliday, 46 versus Gray. Did I mention those? Yeah. With Gray, he's a reverse splits. Lefty's 313. Righty's 358. So keep that in mind. Holliday, Sanchez, Judge type guys. Jay Bruce, 45 versus Gio. Lomo, 43 versus Verlander. Part of your Lomo definitely needs to be a part of your upside home run crew in Tampa Bay. Ian Desmond, 4,300 first base outfield eligible. That's a tremendous price tag for a home run guy in Coors. I love Desmond. You can play him a lot of places. Mentioned Avila at 41. Eric Thames, first base outfield eligible. Went deep last night. He's been hot and cold lately. Not really on fire, but good matchup against Walker tonight. I like Thames a lot at 4K. The top four or five guys in that Milwaukee order are very intriguing tonight. Matt Carpenter, 4K versus Davies. Since going back to the leadoff role, Carp has been money. The price tag is great. Davies is a big time, uses his fastball a ton, and Carpenter munches on those two-seamers. Carp's a really good play tonight at $4,000. Like him a lot, will be extremely low-owned. Potential game stack in Milwaukee-St. Louis could be intriguing. You got a total of 9 in that ballgame between Davies and Waka. With those two teams, though, there's been so many nights they both disappointed. It could be 2-0 final. But it's an intriguing GPP angle. As you go down the list, Eric Hosmer, 39 versus Nolasco. If you believe the Royals are as hot as they are, Hosmer could be in play. Ryan Healy, first base, third base eligible at $3,600 is one of my top plays on the night. If you're not using Montgomery to pitch, which I totally understand if you are, Ryan Healy is one of the best hitters in all of baseball against right-handed or against left-handed pitching this year and last year combined, this year alone. Whichever angle you want to use, he's at the top or near the top of all those boards. He is mashing left-handed pitching, and he's just mashing the baseball the last few weeks. Ryan Healy at $3,600 is a great play, first base or third base. I don't care tonight. Third base is a little weaker down below in this range. You can get some value here at first base still, so probably third, but you can use them at both. You got Hanram at 36. CJ Cron, $3,500 against the lefty Strom is a really solid play tonight. Don't mind that at all. Miggy Cabrera, 34 versus Cobb. I read somewhere he has not homered in 21 games. Thus, part of the reason his price tag's down. He's been getting his doubles and stuff. He's been productive, but the long ball has not been there for Miggy Cabrera. Albert Pujols, 33 versus Strom. Very, very good play. If you're not using Cron and you want a cheaper first baseman, Pujols is worth a look. Jesus Aguilar, 3,100 versus Waka for an ultimate punt home run upside lefty. Unlike Thames and some other guys in Milwaukee that give you singles and doubles and whatnot, Aguilar will give you hits once in a while, but it's usually boom or bust with him. So 3,100 with Aguilar. That'll pretty much wrap us up. TJ Rivera got the call for the Mets. If he's in the lineup versus Gio, he's first base, third base, $2,700 punt play. If you really want to save some money, which you might have to do if you get the high-priced arms, but there's other places we'll get to save some money. Second base, Daniel Murphy, back in New York. He's been loving going back to New York since he's been a National. He's been crushing New York when he goes back to New York with the Nationals. He's $4,700. So if you believe in narratives, he's a play tonight. He's a play the next all weekend, four-game series. DJ LeMahieu, $4,600 versus Matt Moore. Good career numbers versus Moore, Coors Field, blah, 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 blah. He's in play. Starring Castro, 45 versus Gray is an intriguing look. You got Panic versus Hoffman at 42 in Coors. Jed Lowry, switch hitting versus Montgomery at 39. Kinsler at 36 versus Cobb, both cheaper, interesting plays. Whit Merrifield's been swinging it good. Lefties and righties, 36 as a lower-owned play. Eric Sogard leading off versus lefties. He's second-base shortstop eligible, hitting lefties very well, very, very well. I saw somewhere it's like 330 to 340 against lefties right now. Doing it really well with a little bit of pop, too, for the little man. He's $3,400 against Walker tonight. Nice lower-owned Milwaukee piece. You go down the list, Chad Pinder, second base shortstop at 31, some home run upside versus Montgomery, but you're not, you know, it's pretty much Healy and then maybe Chris Davis. If, you can go heavy stack if you want, but Montgomery's been really, really good. I know the A's are tempting, so do what you wish, but I wouldn't go too crazy on Oakland. Here's one of your punt plays, second base or third base eligible versus a lefty for the Mets. Who are we playing, folks? Wilmer Flores, $2,900. That's great, great value for the upside there against Gio. Second base, third base, either or, $2,900. Like, you can play him at 29 here. You can play Healy at 36 at third. You've already saved a bunch of money. You can get a value bat at first that we've talked about. There's ways to save money and get the pitching here. As you go down the list, if Rob Refsnyder gets to start at his first base, second base for the Yanks at 28, just as a punt play, not a whole lot of upside, but there's some just being in that lineup. If the Yankees do blow up Gray, he'll be productive for that price. Third base, Arenado at 54. Yes, yes, please. Outstanding. He crushes the Giants in general. He's in Coors Field versus Moore. Yes. Eduardo Nunez at 49, third base outfield eligible, is intriguing for a piece of the Giants action in Coors. Travis Shaw, 4,500 versus Waka. He's back. He's homering. He's locked in to go. Mike Moustakas, 45 versus Nolasco, is definitely in play. Hernan Perez, third base outfield eligible for Milwaukee at 43, is in play. Nick Castellanos is heating up. People are realizing that the DK price tag is on the rise. He's 4,200 versus Cobb. He's in play. So some good high-priced third basemen. You go down to Rendon at 39, Longoria at 38, both decent matchups there. I mentioned Healy at 36. Jed Jericho has been slumping, but great career numbers versus Davies at $3,500. We mentioned how he likes to hit righties, especially fastball throwing righties. Davies throws a ton of fastballs. This could be the day where Jericho gets him off for you. He'll be super low owned if you want to gamble. Third base eligible, $3,500. Yunel Escobar versus Stram at 34 is in play. He hits lefties very well, but remember, they're going to the bullpen early on that one. Again, Wilmer Flores, second base, third base at 29. If Steven Drew gets the start, he's 27. TJ Rivera mentioned him at 27. Those are your third base options. Let's get you to shortstop, where we have Trey Turner at 55. Bogarts, loved him last night, loved him again tonight at 47. And if the Simmons price tag keeps going up, he homered again last night. He's been playing really, really well this year, people. I guess people are starting to notice him with that price tag jump. He's 43. Didi at 42 is in play, but here is a guy that should be 100% owned tonight. It's just stupid unless he's hurt, and I don't know about it for some reason. But I know he has struggled this year. I get it. But he's facing a lefty who he absolutely crushes in his career. He's one of the best guys in baseball against left-handed pitching. He's in Coors Field. Did I mention that lefty is Mr. Moore? Trevor Story is only $3,700 in Coors Field. That is one of the biggest price mix-ups I have seen in a long time. We get one or two every slate, and I know I keep saying it in a long time, but Trevor Story in Coors with Matt Moore at 37. If he goes 0 for 4 with 4 strikeouts, I can still sleep okay, because that play has so much upside, it is dumb. Trevor Story at $3,700. You got B. Craw at 35 versus Hoffman. I was actually reading somewhere last night that he is one of the worst hitters in his career with like 50 or more at-bats in Coors Field, like really, really bad. Some of the Rockies pitchers have better peripherals than Brandon Crawford in Coors. Still a great play. That doesn't mean fade him completely, but just kind of $3,500 might be the reason he's cheap. Still really cheap for Coors, though. Aledmys Diaz has a punt at 31. Chad Pender mentioned him. As you go down the list, you know, Drew at 27 as a punt. Keep an eye on I heard a rumor that Gavin Cecchini of the Mets might be getting the call-up. If he does, he's 26. But I'm not saying go all in with them, but it's interesting. And then our boy Adam Rosales hits lefties extremely well in his career. He's $2,100. He hasn't been doing a ton lately. Pender's been getting a lot of the action, so he might not even crack the lineup, but he's there at $2,100. Going to the outfield, Aaron Judge at 56. Yes, he's in play. Charlie Blackmon at 55. Yes, he's in play. Bryce Harper, 54. Mookie Betts at 52. Phenomenal play with Betts. Benintendi at 5K is in play. Nunez, Cameron Maven at 47. I like that quite a bit. Always low owned because people say he can't pay for that price. All he does is produce. Corey Dickerson at 45 is outstanding. Like that a ton. Yeah, Bruce Belt at 45. He's first base outfield eligible. He has crushed it in Coors in his career. The opposite of the other Brandon Crawford. Belt has destroyed the ball there. Justin Upton and JD Martinez, both $4,400 versus Cobb, are almost stealing money, especially JD Martinez. Love those plays. Domingo Santana swinging it well, 4,400 against Waka. Aaron Hicks, 4,400. Yoenis Cespedes versus the lefty Gio at 44 has got some big upside. Mentioned Hernan Perez. Lo Kane is swinging it really well. Good career numbers versus Nolasco. He's 43. Got Jackie Bradley Jr. at 43. Desmond, I mentioned, at 43. Steven Souza Jr. at 42. Tremendous upside at that price tag. Like that quite a bit. Always tons of outfielders to like. Brett Gardner against Gray at 42 is in play. Chris Davis, only 4,200 bucks with home run upside against Montgomery, is a nice, nice play. He hasn't been as hot as we'd like. Keep mentioning Montgomery's low hard contact rate, especially against righties, but home run upside with Chris Davis. Mentioned Thames at 4K, good value there. Yeah, Kendrick at 4K versus the lefty Sale if you're feeling risky. Altherz 39 versus Sale if you're feeling risky. Dexter Fowler at 38 versus Davies. And he's not consistent, but decent value when you're looking for value tonight with upside in that one. Denard Span, 38, and Coors is good upside. Pence at 38. Tommy Pham at 37, some power upside. You got Rajay Davis, 37, hits lefties well. He's slumping of late. Keep that in mind, but he hits lefties well. He's 37. I know I'm giving you a lot of A's that hit lefties well. They do hit lefties well of late. They strike out a boatload. That's why I love Montgomery plus the soft contact. So pick your poison. Montgomery might get blown up, and we all just look into Friday. That's the way baseball goes. As you go down the list, Malik Smith, 33, leading off for Tampa against Verlander. Nice value below. Brian Goodwin's left-handed bat versus Gesellman. We know he's got reverse splits, but he's playing well at 3,300 for the Nats if he's in the lineup. Colby Rasmus, home run upside versus Verlander at 32. Good value there. Bonifacio for Kansas City. Jorge Bonifacio hits righties really well, 3,200 bucks. Sneaky play there, always low owned, it seems. As you go down the list some more, Keon Broxton. We know he struggles overall in the year, but he's hot and cold. Like last night, 4 points, night before 28, then 3, then 14. You don't know what you're doing with Keon. He's hitting in the middle of the very potent order that we think has a chance to go off tonight. He's only $3,000. That's good upside. Juan Lagares versus a lefty for the Mets at 3K, leading off against the lefties. Tremendous upside at 3K. I like that a ton. Mark Conniff shows some power versus lefties at 29. I'd probably just go to Lagares at that 3 or Broxton. You got, as you go down, Brandon Moss, potential home run upside at 28, but he's been really inconsistent this year, so be careful there. As you go down the list, there's a couple guys that if you really, really run and roll the dice, I saw last night that got my attention. The first one, I already went past him. Where is he at? Did they take him off the list? I saw him last night. Give me a second here. I don't want to mess this one up for you guys. There he is. Brett Phillips of the Brewers is 2,500. Hasn't done a ton since his call-up. He's cheap. I can't remember if... No, he's not available right now. Never mind. And then you know, Phillips at 25. And then another intriguing one to me is super low priced. Hasn't done much yet either, but he's getting chances day in and day out. Lewis Brinson, he's 2,300 versus Waka. He's got speed power combo. He's a dart, a low priced dart. Might get you a zero, but there is pretty good upside there if he does find a spot in that lineup for some serious salary relief at 2,300 bucks. So there you have it. Let's recap the pitching on your seven-game slate. Sale at 14-1. Then you got the Geo 9, Montgomery 86 column. I got Montgomery, then Geo. Your next group, Sonny Gray 77 versus the Yanks. Verlander 76 versus Tampa Bay. Hoffman 75 and Coors versus the Giants. Hoffman and Gray are like 1A, 1B. I'm good with either one of those towards the top. And then Verlander after them. Then your punts, you got Nolasco 67 versus Kansas City. Gesellman 62 versus the Nats. I go Gesellman, then Nolasco. Stacking. Rockies is too easy. It's Coors. It's Matt Moore. Get at it. Lefties are hitting 346. Righties 312. They're all in play. Giants and Coors, if you're fading Hoffman, lefties 292. Righties 337. I like the Tigers versus Alex Cobb a lot. You got some salary relief there. Big time salary relief. Lefties hitting 369. Righties 336 versus Cobb. So Tigers are good. I know that they're all or nothing. They piss us off more than they don't. But there's a lot of teams we can say that about this year. So, Cardinals are intriguing. 4-7-5 team total versus Davies. Lefty's hitting 340s, righty's 317. I mean, so I love Carpenter tonight. Then you can mix and match some others. If you like, Jericho's got some tremendous upside. Fowler with lefty batting 340 against him. Red Sox versus Pivetta is phenomenal. 4.58 total. They're expensive, which might keep them low-owned outside of Coors. Good team total. Lefty's 375. Righty's 428 off Pivetta. Pivetta's given up so much hard contact to lefties and righties, especially righties. And that ballpark could be danger. Rays, 4.52 total versus Verlander. I like that a ton. So mix and match some of those. There's some one-offs and some other teams. Interesting matchups in this one. So you're 3-game early, 7-game late. Make sure to follow me on Twitter, at BDentric. I told you I tweet stuff out after I record. I see different things. I might change up a few things. This is to get you started. Right after we finished yesterday, like an hour later, I see Derek Fisher gets the call. I am in love with Derek Fisher. He was 3K. I said he's a play. He's pretty much a must play. Home run. He's a great young ball player. I mentioned stuff when I see lineups come out with some different value of different guys in different spots. So check it out at BDentric. Check us out on Twitter at TheSportsDegens. The U.S. Open's teeing off this morning. Hope you guys are enjoying that and the coverage we had there, which was great. Check up Around the Bases, episode 16 with me and Boston Moe. A lot of talk on Aaron Judge, the MLB draft, and much, much more there. And we got NASCAR coming up, UFC coming up. So a lot going on at thesportsdegens.com, at thesportsdegens. But more importantly, good luck tonight. 3-game early, be careful, maybe get a little contrarian. And 7-game late, it's not the best, but it's got some fun angles to it. So it's not bad at all. Some interesting 3-max tournaments tonight. Check those out on DraftKings. But good luck. We'll have a loaded Friday slate as normal tomorrow, and I will catch you guys then. This was MLB DFS Quick Hits, your Thursday, June 15th edition. I'm out.
Life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance because you'll feel protected no matter how the wind blows. Also, you can keep enjoying the home of your dreams. And our expert agents can help you save up to 23% when you bundle home with auto. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. American Family Insurance. Get a quote? Find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.